before we embarked on this strike, we knew that this is one of the strategies the employer was going to use. So we are ready, or we were ready for it. And when the directive was issued, it has even motivated and gingered most of our tutors, and they're saying that they should even take the August salary in addition, because until all the arbitral awards are complied with or implemented, they can go ahead and continue to freeze their salaries. So if you ask me, though I might be affected, but I have psyched myself psychologically, and I'm ready for it.
So even if this takes a year, you are not ready to batch?
We don't foresee that this will take a year, because the academic calendar is going to be hugely affected. We have students in final year who have one more semester left for them to complete, and we have also started selling admission forms for new level 100s to be admitted. So if you look at all these things, it will not augur well for the educational system in the country. So our employer will not go there. Okay, so when we got the information that our July salary was going to be stopped or was not going to be paid, council had an emergency meeting, and it was directed that all other services should be withdrawn, which we have effectively communicated to our employer through our principals. So yesterday, at the instance of the Minister of Education, he called for a meeting inviting our national executives. And then in that meeting, we also had GTEC, Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, Ministry of Employment and Labor Relations representatives, and Fair Wages Commission. So we had a meeting, and then they brought a number of proposals concerning the issue at hand. And we are really yet to table the proposals to our council one more time. Then whatever decision the council takes, then that will be communicated and to be done.